Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil, will be joining us very shortly after Raw, which is, shit, I'm watching myself, which is, it was kind of lame tonight. I don't know what the fuck the reason's doing, but this shit's just lame tonight. So, we said you were a little mud vein. Severed.
We'll
person like you. I can find that light that I can't be touched. I'm the boss in every motherfucking day. I'm the boss in every experience.
Yeah, we back. I think it's time for some accept. Balls to the walls, man.
We'll be right back. bombing everyone's ass. They don't keep it alive. We're gonna fight for the right. Build a wall with the bodies of the dead. And you're saved. Make the world scared. Come on, show me the sign of victory.
Seed, the Willow's Edge.
Run up around! suffering. Let it be done.
What's going on, Ghetto?
What the fuck was that that we're listening to?
That was Starseed.
Oh.
Yeah. And the voice you heard on the vocals you heard on that was Lilith Astaroth.
I don't know, man. I ain't trying to be a hater or nothing, but I ain't like that song. Paging Nurse Looney. Paging Nurse Looney.
No, 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 get right. Paging Demon Nurse Looney.
That just doesn't sound right.
Okay, fine. Paging Miss Looney, the demon nurse.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense. I mean, have you not seen the photo?
Man, it's kind of funny how, at least now I know how fucking Psycho Squid always sees my fucking post, even though he's not my friend.
Stalker, bitch, just leave me alone.
Well, that, and plus, apparently he's dating a fucking chick or something that's on my friends list.
And who the hell might that be?
Some chick named Sparkles Toxiclet.
Whoever the fuck that is.
Apparently she lives in fucking California. How the fuck that works, nobody knows.
And he's all the way over here.
Yeah. You might want to look at this somewhere that's closer to you. Or check into a fucking mental ward. You could date all the fucking patients there.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Just put them there and get them the hell away from us.
Man, you just posted a status about us being crazy and shit, and here you are. You want to put him in the same place that we're at?
No, no, no. We get that fucking place. We'll fucking toss him into one. See, ours is abandoned and, you know, haunted.
Wait, it's abandoned, but we have doctors.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't say they were alive, now, did I?
Well, no, but I mean, it's. Why would there be dead doctors there?
Well, I mean, come on, but we have a demon nurse. So what the fuck? So, shit. And a Victoria.
And a Victoria.
Yes.
That's a special breed.
Yes. Yeah. course it is.
So, she's afraid of clowns and whatnot, but she in a mental ward full of clowns.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think she's gonna get better anytime soon.
Nope, she's just gonna die.
Can't sleep. Clowns will eat me.
Man, I think I should finally plug my fucking PS3 in to my TV.
It was plugged in the last time.
When I first turn it on, I unplug it from my TV.
Why?
So that way, when I plug it back in, it's not making that stupid static sound every time I turn it on.
Do you have any speakers near your PlayStation?
I have one speaker.
Well, there you go. Move one or the other.
Before I even started doing that, even before I had the speakers plugged in for the shit, like they were still doing that, and when they were off too.
Well, then I have no idea, but it's like the same thing with if you have your cell phone near your computer speakers and it starts buzzing. It's the same thing if you got your PlayStation near some fucking speakers, because my shit's always buzzing and shit too, and it shouldn't be doing that because I got a new TV, you know, but.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Cause shit, my TV's fucking brand new too, and it does it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it definitely has to do with fucking speakers around it and whatnot. Cause I moved it away a little bit, and it kind of stopped.
Well, unfortunately, my speakers are on my fucking AC, so I don't feel like moving that shit. Cause there's no place else to move
AC? The fuck?
Yeah, man, it's like a fucking small speaker. Like, they're supposed to be portable speakers, like, for your fucking iPod and shit like that.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense. You are in the hood. I mean, they put speakers in anything, you know, shitty-ass rides on the bicycle, wheelchairs. Why not have them on your your fucking air condition?
Yeah, all right.
Kind of funny because I have the reverse of that. I have my air conditioner on top of my speakers.
I mean, it works.
It's only like that because I ain't got nowhere to put this shit.
Same here. I ain't got nowhere to put my AC. I put it in my closet, except there's no room in my closet.
Yeah, that's where all the shit that was on the floor went.
Oh, that's where my fucking dresser is.
Along with everything you picked up off the floor and threw in there. Plates, bottles, some clothes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Teddy bears, dead bodies.
And the only dead body that'll probably be in there would probably be, maybe Beth, or, probably that bitch is Amy, from fucking Walking Dead.
Now, how would that work exactly? How would you get them into your house to be able to kill them and stuff them in your closet?
I don't know.
Well, that's a great answer. Maybe we should ask the strange music box.
maybe we should ask that thing. We get down to it. Man, I must be thinking about removing all of the Tech Nine. I have a bonus soundboard, just be uploading every single bit so that we have everything from Tech Nine on here.
Man, that's a waste of time.
Well, yeah, plus I kind of want to reorganize it anyways. And I think I have Strange Music Box up on the soundboard.
What the fuck?
I've got that box.
No, that's too long. Neighbors be complaining when I make your pussy beatbox.
Let's see. I don't know. I gotta upload that to the soundboard.
God damn it. But while you're at it, you should probably upload yada, yada, yada.
That I definitely have on my computer. I think I have a Strange Music Box on my computer, too, somewhere. I'll probably pull in, like, every single track off my phone, from Tech 9 off my iPod, just so I have it on my computer, too.
So you enjoying that pre-order yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah, you McDonald's. You're loving it, huh?
Yeah.
So, when is this expected to even be?
I don't know. And, like, you think it'd come to you first, that, like, earlier, because, like, you're in PA, she's in PA.
Yeah, well, we should be in about the same shipping out since you ordered yours and I ordered mine the morning after, I mean. So, should be here around the same time.
Yeah, if she was smart, maybe she, you know, she would have attacked and put a fucking tracking number with it.
I don't know. She put up a pre-order way too fucking late.
Yeah, she did. But again, it might be a little bit slow anyways, due to all the snow, you know, you'd be getting anyways.
Man, we're supposed to get another, like, 6 inches or so here.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
No, tomorrow. Today. Tomorrow. Whatever the fuck time it is.
Well, there's supposed to be a major snowstorm coming in on Wednesday.
Well, I guess it's going to start tomorrow.
It could start at 5 o'clock tomorrow because then I'll be home from work. And I'm off Wednesday, so
yeah, you wish it would just magically wait for you to get home.
Yeah.
But that'll never happen. Shit, man, last week
yeah.
Man, we were driving in a fucking blizzard. Couldn't see a damn thing in front of you. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we've had enough snow for once.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice at first, but, you know, then it just kept coming and coming and coming. You know, kind of like rematches on WWE.
Yeah, pretty much. Although this time, they decided to do something different. Ooh, they threw fucking Kane into the mix. Even that didn't work.
Come on, man. How many times are you going to be told he's not allowed to attack the superstars?
Yeah, right? He does it anyway.
They're just going to make him Kane again because, you know, this just isn't working out.
It really isn't. But here we go with Strange Music Box.
I've been hibernating in the deepest, darkest part of Necropolis. Now that I'm popping this top, yes, I'm the opposite of monogamous. Menage to get odd with it in this box. A bitch, you're hostile. It's gotta get twisted and odd with this apocalypse. Holler it.
Shit, 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 shit. I'm loving it.
I'm a drug to this grudge if it's
mean? They wondering what did I bring? That's out of my dream. The Nina's a horror machine. Dollar for dollar, a baller for all of my green. Nigga, my name is an ego Montoya. I got an evil plan for you. And you're about to get dropped. This box is worse than Pandora. They're gonna laugh at you, cause I had to do what I had to do. When tap on you like Shabba do. Beating them up and shooting them up and stab a few. Bad to knew that your hands are cool and they ass are through. I'm killing them, throwing them back at you.
That's what's happening. Strange music box got us tapping in. Strange music box, bump that slap again. Strange music knock back up opening. Strange music box, that's what's happening. Strange music box got us tapping in. Strange music box, bump that slap again. Strange music knock back up opening. Strange music box.
The black music box.
Once they open my lid, I'ma give it to them. Ever since I was a little bit of kid, I've been truly ruined. I'm reflecting on what I said, before I ran into them. I used to be a fat jerk, now I flirt, cause the sin of a woman. Now I don't act like, walk like the nigga that you used to know. Now I sing and rap about the strange life is beautiful. Tell it to him like a genie you is, spit it up like I thought you knew. Bubble and hope you hear me fierce, praying to God I'm making through. Cali bag, get my strange box a trip. Calico, alley cat, lyrical. Watch his lips, he can go really fast. Slow it down and stop that shit. I'll make it to make sure you niggas got that shit. I'm just playing with music. I'm the elite heat speed cheat. Play me and watch they feet turn beat street. Cause I'm blowing off they socks. The Freddy Fox on my block. There's something strange going on in that box. Cali, baby.
That's what's happening. Strange music box got us tapping in. Strange music box, bump that slap again. Strange music knocks back up. Strange music box,
got
us tapping in. Strange music box, bump that slap again. Strange music knocks back up, open in. Strange music box.
A big blue music box.
Spider-Man, off of this lyrical Vicodin. Off of this heavy go, I get it in. Spitting that petrol, let go, techno, sense, blow. Come see about me, niggas. Figure this, I'ma get venomous, taking out 10 of it. Niggas are sweet like cinnamon, wait for thin again. I'ma pick up the pen again. Venom in half, bloodbath. Then I'ma laugh, then I'ma smash, then I'ma ass. Then I'ma blast first, then I'ma send him his and then cut him up. Fucking him up, direct him, I dissect him, man. I'ma try to eat the neck and hand. Slice him up like a Mexican. Seconds in his body is fricasseed. Shit is bleeding, you should see him or you could be him. I got dead human beings in the freezer, I'm a believer. I ain't no Wally Cleaver, but I carry a meat cleaver. I speak heat to people, I'm lethal, a little strange. I eat it with cream of wheat and some butter that's mixed with brains. I'm the coat, hang a strangler. Hanging him up, he's fried rice. He tried twice, he's dry ice. Tell him Tech 9.
That's what's happening. Strange music box got us tapping in. Strange music box, bump that slap again. Strange music knocks back up, open in. Strange music box, that's what's happening. Strange music box got us tapping in. Strange music box, bump that slap again. Strange music knocks back up, open in. Strange music box.
And we are back.
So you're excited about the Jungle Book coming back again?
No.
Jeez.
Man, they keep fucking bringing that movie back way too much. They just need to stop.
Limited time only.
And fuck that limited time.
Even though we've seen this movie a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, even though they always say limited time only, they always bring it back again anyways.
Going back in the vault.
Yeah, bullshit. Come on, man. Fucking Little Mermaid was going back in a fucking vault, and they keep bringing that shit back.
I don't know. You got that one girl trying to be fucking the Little Mermaid.
Well,
what's her name?
Yeah.
Jasmine Badass would like to be the Little Mermaid.
Go for it.
I mean, go for it. She is. People really think that they're mermaids.
Well, people are idiots.
Yeah, but that doesn't answer this.
understand why people want to be mermaids. Hey, yeah, what's funny is that, like,
most of the chicks don't want to be mermaids. Half of them are afraid of the fucking ocean.
Like who?
I know this one chick that works here. Well, works for me at fucking Price Right. Who wants to be a mermaid, but yet she's afraid of the water. How the fuck is that gonna work?
How does that work exactly? you're gonna have to live in water, my friend.
Yeah, I tried explaining that to her, but she was like, no. I was like, after, if you're definitely afraid of water, how the fuck do you take a bath every day or a shower?
Wait, she's literally afraid of all water.
Yes.
Does she smell too?
No, she smells good. I ain't gonna lie, she smells good. But don't understand it. You're afraid of fucking water, but you take a shower. I mean, you know, you gotta drink the water. So, yeah, your fear is stupid.
I don't understand how people be afraid of water. Except maybe, like, drowning in it or something.
Yeah. That's understandable. But being afraid of it? No, I did.
Maybe she's a cat.
No.
Yeah, because cats fucking hate water.
Not all cats.
Most cats, yes.
And the male cat I have here fucking literally plays in the water.
Is this the same one that throws things at you?
No, this is a different one. This is the older cat. Because of the fact, my mom would always fucking have, like, this, like, thing, like, this tub, like, you know, like, with, like, where she'd, like, soak her feet in, like, in the water and shit. Like, warm water. And, yeah, the cat would literally get into the fucking tub with the water.
Yeah, you don't see that too often.
Yeah. Whereas the other cat likes to throw things down the stairs. She gets one drop of water on her, she runs like a bat out of hell.
See?
But it's like, yada, yada, yada.
Nigga, it's just talk.
My nigga down wild. Damn. Been knowing you for a long time, nigga. We did a lot of shit together, man. On this music tip, man. Beautiful shit we did, dog. Remember when we went out to L.A., man, with Quincy, man. Made all that shit pop with Yuck Mouth and everybody. Dub, Sig, everybody. Had a lot of good times, dog. You know what I'm sizzling? But that shit's about to come to an end, dog. You know? Never have I ever crossed anybody. Y'all niggas know me. The sands of time have already started to pour against you, dog. So listen hard, cause I'ma speak real softly. Like this.
Just think. What if I could just blink this shit away? Niggas think. Because a nigga boss grips the pay. The pain grows in fame and cane goes with changing strange hoes who bang and range rolls for things. Same shows with lames, the rain woes will stain. Insane foes who drain and hang rolls with brains. If you caught it, that means you got it. And if you brought it, that means you should have shot it. Cause I'm about to drop the Rayanita, lock to kill a leader. Prop the Nina, nigga, I pop the millimeter.
DeMarco, I'm about to spark blow. Your bark so harsh, but parts gon' make your heart blow. Blood, and don't be
buzzing me, cousin me, bugging me by doves. I be mine till these clubs really loving me. It hurts my nigga to hurt my nigga, but hurt my nigga is what's inspiring these spurts, my nigga. At first, my nigga used to be my homie, used to be my ace, yelling you gon' slap the taste out my mouth, nigga. I never scare, said why fairs everywhere. If you need me, believe me, it's easy to put hoes in chocolate cheesy. Watch the wheezy, these lots of talk for cheesy.
Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, I would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door. Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, I would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door.
Industry's faulty, industry salty. The industry cost me, industry brought me. The industry taught me, industry caught me. And you niggas know that the industry's awfully. I ain't a snake, nigga, all I did is make niggas. Money was sunny, now it's funny, you play I hate niggas. Over some cake, the fate of a show me state nigga. In my face will be Don Juan the Great to late, nigga. I don't speak a lot, I peep a lot, I creep a lot. And people who speak are usually weak and not for peace and no beef a lot. Remember we used to kick it like bros. Now you niggas act like bitches and hoes with your liquor and souls. Tech a nine, I got the wickedest flows. No kid in this mode, our misery never will get with this rogue. I'm pissed at his hole, little facade of crypt that is sold. Instead of a rap, I should have twisted his nose. Who kept so nitty from killing you? Who kept Diamond from drilling you? Who kept billing niggas from bill dealing you? So now you can take away me and keep on talking crazy, and I'ma let them know where you keep your baby and where you stay, D.
Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, I would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door. Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, I would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door.
You can't turn enough motherfuckers against me. You can't find a harder rapper that'll convince me. I'm with the Canties, the Aspies, the White Bears, Lejeunes, the Harrises, and the motherfucking Timleys. The theories, the buyers, the Kennedys. You know the families that are known to be bad for humanity. Can he be bad? Can he be tough? Can he be rough? No green puffs are considered to be rough enough. Nobody likes you, not even your bitches. I'm a witness, they sick of your disrespectful way of speaking explicit. Always talking about how big your dick is. Better hope Angelic go multi-platinum to get your riches, blah. This is the end of men who were once friends. And then one asshole thought he was something. When punks bend over, they get fucked. Hand over them tech tapes or get stuck. You must think I'm soft for talking to Icy Rock about knocking the Nina out. I'm tripping without a doubt. I'ma tell you who really is your friend. Velvet Carney, and maybe you and him can get together and tell it like it is again. It's over, man. I hope you brought your Novocaine. I know the pain is slowly taking over brain. So calm that motherfucking wombat. I don't need no Don Juan tracks to come by. I'm on rap.
Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, I would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door. Some say I should worry and watch where I walk. Yada, 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 nigga, that's just talk. I'm a friend, if I was a foe, I would be knock, 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 knocking at your front door.
That's what I'm speaking on, dog. That's real shit. Nigga once said to me, nigga walk around like his shit don't stink. Don't cut your nose off and stick it up your ass so you can smell that shit. You know what I'm saying? Dog. Drew first blood, man. That was dog shit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no friend. Talking about knocking me out, nigga. You in what armor? Yo.
Dr. Dre, here I come.
Joe,
Joe. Timberland, here I come. Joe, Joe. Neptune, here I come. Joe, Joe. Rick Rock, here I come. Joe.
And we back.
Yes, we are.
But, yeah, man, this is a good deal. Since Raw was definitely lame, I mean, except for the, Divas match, that was probably the only good match. And then, the cage match.
She looks like a sexy potato.
Yeah. What the fuck was that about?
She looks like a sexy baked potato. I was like, she really just said that? I wonder if that would be taken as racism. I mean, you can't really say that on a PG program.
I don't know.
A black chick with a silver on. I've said something similar to that once before.
And what happened?
Nah, I didn't say it to them. I said it to my sister because I saw this big black chick and shit, man. I was like, man, she looked like a fucking baked potato and shit, man. For I don't know what the hell was going on. But yeah, what the hell were they thinking with this Raw, though? Shit was fucking boring.
I don't know. Well, then again, I think another good thing was the fact that you had Jerry King Lowe talk some shit to fucking Bad News Barrett.
I didn't even see that.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Well, that would explain why he was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate The Miz and everything, but he made a good point. He's like, what the hell is this dude barks like a dog and this dude that makes up fake internet championships on here? But I'm not. Like, they went from that match and then what was the next match after that? Because that match sucked, too.
Oh, yeah, the fucking Shield versus...
Say the Shield? Yeah. That wasn't the Shield?
No, but they had a match where it was the Shield versus fucking Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio, and Biggie Langston.
When the hell was that? That must have been the first 40 minutes.
Yeah, there was a horrible match.
But what was the match right after the Zack Ryder match?
I don't know. I didn't realize they had a Zack Ryder match on.
Yeah, he was the one facing Titus O'Neil.
I didn't even realize this. I didn't notice it.
Yeah, man, it came on. I was like, the hell is Zack Ryder doing on here? And then The Miz came out, right, complaining about it.
See? Yeah, fucking King fucking stands up until fucking Bensberg say that he's got some bad news from Barrett. Hopefully next week you won't be around.
That was like that Dolph Ziggler match. They were like, yeah, that's a heart stopper. And the King's like, I know how that feels. Man, they always making jokes like that.
Yeah.
I guess you can make those kind of jokes since, you know, your fucking heart stopped and then you came back.
Right? Yeah, what the fuck were they thinking for tonight's Raw, man? I mean, come on. We had to see fucking Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan for like the fucking thousandth time.
The only thing I didn't like about that cage match was the fact that they had to stand on the apron.
Yeah.
And tag in and out. What is that shit?
I don't know. That was a really weird cage match.
I understand the submission and pins, that's fine. But for them to have to tag in and out is just kind of stupid.
Yeah. And how about the fucking game moment with fucking Road Dogg when he buried his fucking face in the fucking Billy Gunn's crotch?
I must have missed that gay part.
Yeah, man, because Road Dogg and fucking Goldust started off. And fucking, I guess, Goldust was doing some really weird things that creeped out fucking
some really Road Dogg. Weird thing. Who would have thought?
Yeah, and you know, like he kept fucking crawling towards fucking Road Dogg, so Road Dogg fucking crawled over the fucking Billy Gunn and fucking hit his face in his crotch. I was like, what the fuck is this gay shit?
So what the hell was that, what the hell's gonna happen with Jack Swagger now, since he keeps losing everybody? Like, he lost a fucking Christian.
Yeah. For a fucking second time.
Was that on Friday?
Yes.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, Swagger lost him on Friday and tonight.
It's ridiculous, man. Christian sucks too.
Yeah. I mean, at least Swagger's at least somewhat good.
I never liked Jack Swagger either, but like, I mean, it'd be better him win than Christian.
Yeah. Well, maybe hopefully after this one more match, maybe fucking Christian will finally leave and never come back.
Oh, man, I sure hope so.
Like, fuck. Go away, Christian. Take fucking Edge's fucking way. Retire.
When you have a t-shirt that says one more match, man, you're fucking done, dude. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, right?
One more match, man. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, they really have.
Yeti's still there.
Yeah, go the fuck away.
Well, when he's not injured, that is.
Well, yeah. But that's most of the time now anyways. He's always injured.
Yeah, so, was John Cena on there at all today?
Nope.
All right, so he wasn't on there. CM Punk left. wasn't much going on there.
There you go, Gettleman. You could get yourself some CM Punk headphones for $70.
Man, I just got me some fucking Beats headphones.
For $70?
Hell no, man. More than that. And at least somebody good made those. Whoever made CM Punk's probably fucking some shitty ass company.
Probably.
That just took a pair of headphones and slapped his stupid logo on it. You know, kind of like those slippers that you have.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like I said, man, fucking, once I get my fucking federal coming in, I'm going to order me a goddamn motherfucking those fucking Flips Audio headphones.
All right, that's right.
And just fucking walk around, and go to the mall, walk around, fucking force everybody to listen to fucking so ICP, Twisted.
Well, at least they'll be listening to something good for once.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Whatever the hell that shit is you're playing now. Blaze, that's the theme for Blaze Blue. Lentil Cloud, you're not getting a happy birthday from me. But I will delete you.
But I will delete you.
Well, I don't talk to this motherfucker.
So what is this, man? You delete somebody on their birthday, like my other profile. You told me you deleted it on my birthday.
Well, yeah, of course. It's not like you're ever on that fucking page.
So now Lando Cloud's birthday's here, and you delete him. Is this going to be like a pattern here?
Man, I've deleted a few people on their fucking birthdays.
Like, it's your birthday. All right, goodbye.
Just because, like, I don't talk to them. And they had me out of nowhere. I'm like, who the fuck are you? And why the fuck do I care it's your birthday?
Shit, man, that's probably the only time most of these people on my list talk to me.
Huh? Yeah, right?
Happy birthday. Who the fuck are you? That's really what it was like, man. Every year for the past couple of years now for Facebook, man, people say happy birthday just because Facebook tells them it's your birthday.
Yeah, but like, if nobody knew it was your birthday, they wouldn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Well, there we go. Lando Cloud is officially gone, and ever sent the other six people out whose birthdays it was a happy birthday.
It deleted all six of them.
No, I didn't delete them. Not all of them yet. Fucking John Crazy Clown. You can't spell worth shit.
Must be that same status I saw whenever the hell that was.
You mean the whole thing, the look, baby, I'm sorry shit?
Yeah, that thing. Spelling words that aren't even close to the actual word.
Yeah, right?
You got that dude's number, we should call him.
How about the fact that he's fighting with people on Facebook now?
Who is he fighting with? Why is he
fighting with? Let me see. If I can find it again. Here we go. Plug in. Let's see. But Jay Puck 24 hours ago, he goes, wow, I can tell I'm tired. Fucking up worlds. Motherfucker, even when you ain't tired, you fucking up words. But some dude named TJ fucking called his girl a whore. Other dude goes, she is not pretty. And he's going, Olivia, stop, I love her. That's all that matters. Hey, TJ, you which she tried to fuck you. Dude, what a spell.
So his girl's a whore, huh?
Yes.
An ugly whore.
Yes.
Okay.
This is obviously stupid.
Most of the people we talk to are.
Yeah. And I gotta admit, his bitch is pretty ugly.
Wow, you don't hear that enough from Havoc.
So I have to agree with all the people that are saying that she's an ugly, nasty, fucking crack whore. She's ugly.
She's a crack whore too.
Yeah. Sean Crazy Clown, you sure know how to pick him.
I don't know, man. He always has different pictures with different chicks and shit, and yeah, none of them look too great.
Becca Van Pelt, bitch, you ugly too, but yet you're saying you didn't fucking chicks even uglier than you. The fuck?
The world's gone to fucking crack horse nowadays.
So I believe we should probably listen to
You Ain't That Fine.
You can do that. Let me look at me. Make sure I have it up on here. We have that up on. I don't even have that up on the soundboard.
You know who it's by, right?
Tech 9 or SCP.
Well, that's a complete fail. It's by Potluck.
Well, when you got that song by Potluck up on here?
How the hell is it not on there? I put it on there before.
I mean, let me just search up Potluck up on here and see what all the songs we have by Potluck. Oh, we got, that's probably why, because I type in the actual U, you know, Y-O-U, not...
Oh, there you go.
Well, here we go.
Yo, hey. I don't mean to be mean, believe me, and leave me alone. No, you can't have my email, my cell, or my home phone. Inhale the homegrown, watching how these hoes roam. If you got the riches, then you making these little bitches moan. Girls walking around, talking about a free ride. You think you getting a ring in a car and you gon' be fine? And if the flirting ain't working, the feeling's hurt for certain. They're getting paid, and then these dudes be skirting. Lose-lose situation, they patiently dating. Legs spread apart, faking, waiting for this penetration. They getting fucked to death, they getting fucked and left. They still be thinking that they cool, but no, I'm not impressed. New breasts and attitudes have arrived. You choose to tell lies and still fool with hella guys. You's a wannabe, acting ornery. Think you onto me, but you gotta be blind. Bitch, you ain't that fine. You a groupie for the green, wanna be on my team.
You ain't that fine.
Why even come to the club if you ain't showing no love?
You ain't that fine.
Just cause your friend look good don't mean you look good.
You ain't that fine.
Girl, you look like a nickel, but you think you a dime.
You ain't that fine.
Man, I hate her stuck up, conceited ass broad. Thinking she fine, but she the opposite of shy. You little yacht, I know you're tight. With your fake hair and nails and your boobies don't look right. You out here trying every night. Trying to find a rescue Ronnie to hook your ass up right. Bitch, you got your E's mixed up. Who the fuck you think you fooling? You think I am a sucker, but ho, I slap you with my pimp cut. And bet not am motherfucker getting away or else he gon' get fucked up. I see you still playing that old finger fuck. But I'm a grown motherfucking man and I roast your ass like a duck. I'm down with the potluck.
The potluck.
The 707 Humboldt County. You reek or what? We smoking big and drinking rusty rhyme. You look good, but you're ugly inside. You ain't that fine.
You a groupie for the green. Wanna be on my team.
You ain't that fine.
Why even jump to the club if you ain't showing no love?
You ain't that fine.
Just cause your friend look good don't mean you look good.
You ain't that fine.
Girl, you look like a nickel, but you think you a dime.
You ain't that fine.
It's like a funny little game, more change, stay the same. I say, honey, what's your name? She say,
not a damn thing.
Girl, I hate to brush a bubble and don't want a cop of trouble, but
you ain't that fine.
And I've been hollering for years, got a belly full of beers, quick to tell them how it feels, turn their crossing into tears.
Oh, hell no.
Cover up your toes, put a bra on top of those. Just because I'm rocking shows doesn't mean I talk to hoes. You think you're fine, you're not hot, wanna be a top notch. Bosco made the beat and I can tell them with the talk box. Walking, switching your hips, talking, sucking your lips. You think your God's gift was silicone tips? Why you wanna talk smack, acting like you all that? Cause
you ain't that fine.
So if you ranking less than 7, better take this as a lesson. You a broken slingshot, using sex as a weapon.
You a groupie for the green, wanna be on my team.
You ain't that fine.
Why even come to the club if you ain't showing no love?
You ain't that fine.
Just cause your friend look good don't mean you look good.
You ain't that fine.
Girl, you look like a nickel, but you think you a dime.
You ain't that fine.
that fine.
Now we ain't talking about all you girls out there.
No, no, no. We are talking about most of y'all though.
You know the ones where the attitude is a little bit higher than they look.
For sure. Walking around, nose up in the air. Like, ooh, I'm tight.
I got a letter for him.
Hell no.
Say it in Spanish for him.
No.
We gotta tell him, you know, belly all hanging out. I got enough belly for myself.
You know? And then still walking around like they're tight. Batting their eyelashes. Swinging their hips, licking their lips. No, bitch.
Sorry.
You ain't that fine.
You're actually ugly.
And we back.
Yes, we are. We're back with all the ugly bitches.
Yeah. How about that, Ben? For the first
I guess my dog got offended by that.
Your dog got offended by ugly bitches?
Yes.
Oh, can't blame your dog. I mean, ugly bitches offends everybody.
Well, I mean, for the fact that my dog is a female dog. So that's why it was funny.
Yeah. You know, I should comment on Victoria's fucking status and say, Punk's not coming back.
Yeah, but we all know he'll be back.
Well, no, because actually, Punk's about status saying, Raw, disappointing, glad Brian got his, though. Bitch-ass Kane, now I hate Kane. Two counts, one for Punk, one for Brian. I'm so kind of fucking confused and pissed and sad.
Confused. I'm confused too. Why did Raw suck so bad?
Yeah, right.
See, even she was disappointed with it.
Yeah. But she was probably mainly fucking disappointed because of the fact Punk's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Punk's the one decided to leave, so it's all on him.
Yeah, really. It really is his own fault.
I mean, come on. He's left twice now.
Yeah. Every time I don't get my way, I'm going to leave the company. Maybe this time they'll actually give them ice cream bars.
I doubt that.
So they gave him, but they didn't give him that. They just gave him a T-shirt with an ice cream bar on it.
Exactly.
But them ice cream bars were pretty dope, though.
Yeah, except Punk's never gonna get his ever.
No, he's pretty much out of that.
And I wonder if I can still find those fucking ice cream bars.
I don't know. I only ever saw him with the ice cream man.
But Amazon's asked me if I meant WWF ice cream bars. No.
Yeah, that's what you mean. WWF.
Well, doesn't work. Apparently it does not exist anymore.
So did you enjoy your girl Emma debuting tonight?
Oh, she debuted on Raw tonight?
Wow, did you not watch this at all? Yeah, she was dancing with Summer Rae.
Damn.
I must have missed it.
It was a dance-off, and it was going to be Fandango versus Santino Morel, but he said, well, we have it Summer Rae versus one of the people out of the audience. And, you know, there's Emma.
Damn.
And then, you know, she came in, she did her stupid little dance.
Man, how about the fact that Jessica Negri ended up getting some interesting mail today, such as weight loss pills?
Weight loss pills?
Yeah, man, it's like some company, I think I'm fucking weight loss pills.
Well, somebody's trying to get somebody to sponsor their fucking shit.
I mean, come on, brother. Give your
she,
chick
she sure doesn't need weight loss, Bill.
Hell nah. I'm like, why the fuck did they send her that? Yeah, it's all part of the new fucking Mail Monday 12. Classy and gassy. And she was very gassy tonight.
The fuck?
That's true, she was gassy.
What does that mean?
It means she was gassy.
Well, how was she gassy?
You'll find out.
Cool. Umbrella Corps. Miss Deidre, my name is Richard. I'm writing this as a representative of a charity cosplay group, Umbrella Corporation, Arizona Hive. This is a good collaboration. I have your card. I will contact you. This one's from Russia. My Little Pony in Russia? Yay! My Little Pony stickers! My name is Maxim, and I'm from Russia. I am so glad that my first letter reached you and decided to send you the second one. Oh, Adventure Time! Thanks, Maxim! Danny Wibbles! Sick! Look at the King draw.
We met at Anime Expo!
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Danny V. Face effing hilarious, dude. My name is Tony, and I am a Marine Military Police Officer stationed at MCAS Yuma, Arizona. Wait a minute. If you're in Yuma, do you know Cody Ironhammer? If you know Cody, high-five him for me, because that guy is freaking fabulous. His Bulma cosplay is probably the best Bulma I've ever seen. Thanks, Tony. I got your letter, dude. I'm disgusting. Hello, Jeff. My name is Andre Bosco.
I'm disgusting.
He's like, I like
that. Yeah, because he burped out Pikachu.
They'll know why you're here. Welcome to the cult. Do not bend.
Do not bend, but she bends it anyways.
Man, I swear that's what people that are male men do.
Yeah, right?
They see that and then they purposely bend it.
The struggle is real. I'm
going to
put it on my
key. Man, somebody actually sent her fucking Russian mummy. Or, money.
Cool.
What the fuck is she going to do with that?
Fuck up, I know. But someone fucking looks like they fucking photoshopped some boobs on her face, though.
I'm sure they did.
Damn it, play, you nigga.
And my water heart! These are not gonna grow in my nose. Okay, maybe a little bit. My parents are still proud.
Yeah, they're still proud, but because you're eating sparkles.
Those are weren't as painful as the stars.
She's doing it again?
Yes.
My sparkly poops. I mean, my sparkles in my nose.
How the hell do you just eat sparkles?
Fuck him, I know. She manages to do it, though.
Damn, you had big ten. Thank you. Thank you for the French letter.
Shit actually comes in on a Monday.
I don't know.
Cause she gets a lot of fucking shit, man, just to film it one day.
Yeah, right.
Space all over again.
Dude, if all of a sudden you guys see that I get like really ripped, then you'll know. But if
you know, like the whole, you know, owning pictures and shit.
Yeah, right.
Fucking dad.
She's like, stop putting it at the door. And then fucking dude fucking rips another one.
Wow.
That really worked.
That's a bit strange.
Yeah. But yeah, she was a guest tonight. I mean, it was kind of hot, but yeah.
Kind of hot. That wasn't hot. She did those type of burps that my fucking sister does, man.
Whoa, I don't want to hear your sister burping, but her, she's sexy enough to where I don't give a fuck.
Still weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, didn't you hear her say she used to be weird in high school?
Yeah, because she's normal now.
Next. You know what? I've got the perfect track to play for, what's his fucking name? John Crazy Clown's chick.
Okay.
Why don't you go into the next room and start getting undressed? Let's get blessed.
Until
back.
It's actually kind of funny because I was thinking about that song.
See? Even you were thinking about it.
I was, but then you fucking played it, so there it is.
Man, I don't even know what the hell I'm watching now.
I don't think you know what you're watching half of the time.
Well, before I was watching Blaze Blue. Now it switched to a whole different anime.
I feel the same way.
There we go. I should send Jessica Negri a Pokemon training guard in Japanese for 1 cent.
I had some of those before.
I did too. I don't know what the fuck happened to them, but...
I don't know what the fuck happened to them, yeah. I have no idea where they're at.
I wonder how many cards I get with this shit. Let's find out.
Probably like 4.
For 99 cents, too? Oh, yeah, I get 1 each. Electric, Manectric, can't pronounce that one, Ghastly, Haunter, Gengar, Bronzor, Potion, Beginning Door, Switch, Pokeball, Professor Rowan.
Man, you're getting all the shitty-ass cards.
Well, these are the new ones. And they're all in Japanese.
Those aren't new. I had some of them, actually.
Well, Professor Rowan's new. He's from Sinnoh, Pokemon Sinnoh.
How are you going to make fun of that anime, man? Because that's some shit I would do, because I have no idea what the fuck's going on with that shit.
Man, I think it's funny how I was actually listening to fucking Bushido fucking yesterday off the show. And I didn't even realize it, but I was kind of started singing along with it in Japanese, and I had no idea what the fuck I was saying.
Yeah.
Chansey!
You see that? They poisoned your mind.
There we go. I just sent her a fucking Lillipop.
Man, that's what's going to happen around here, man. This commercial right here. There's going to be a bunch of angry snowmen going to be walking around.
probably.
They're just going to be attacking people.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
That'd be really funny to see, though.
Yeah, it would.
Just walk outside, some fucking snowman's coming after you.
Frosty the snowman. Ah!
and that's when you just go ahead and drop kick that motherfucker.
Yeah. or whip out a fucking flamethrower and just melt the damn thing.
Yeah, speaking of that, man, I saw this video that Sonya posted one time, and it was of an ice tsunami, and this damn shit just kept coming and coming and coming, and then it was going through people's houses and shit. Like, these people were just standing there filming it. Like, why don't you just bust out a fucking flamethrower or something and melt that shit? What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
You just let this shit keep coming and coming. It was breaking through your house and shit.
Bad. I should buy a fucking flamethrower for when we have fucking snow. Like, heavy ass snow, I just melt that shit.
It's one way to clear the walkway.
Yeah, and the grass.
and to lose your grass, yeah.
And possibly your house.
Well, you don't aim it towards your house.
Yeah, no, I know, but hey, if it happens, it happens.
You know, kind of like when you're cutting things, you cut away from yourself. You know, same thing with flamethrowers. You do it away from your house.
Man, you mean to tell me the lowest fucking Pokemon plus toy is a fucking $44 one?
What I want to know is why fucking wrestling action figures are $60. That's what I want to know.
In the words of the Tootsie Roll Pop, the world may never know.
How many weeks does it take to get to the center?
Yeah, that.
I didn't realize that was a I had to lick the toys to figure out why they cost so much.
Well, I didn't say you had to, but you can. If you really want to, go for it.
Yeah, that's not weird or anything.
Well, on a good note, now I have Jessica Negri's fucking address.
The whole fucking world has that. She posted up a fucking envelope with her address on it.
She posted up a video with her fucking address on it.
Well, there you go. It's in many places.
Yeah, now I have it, so now I can send her shit.
Wonderful. Sugar daddy. Sugar daddy Havoc. What you need, baby? I'll get it for you.
Monday thing.
There you go, Havoc. You're missing your calling, man. You need to be like a pimp or something.
Man, I beg
you. Come to you, be like, Daddy, I need this. And then you go and buy it.
Yeah, but it turns out the fucking WWE ice cream bars were just fucking discontinued, though. That's the only reason why they don't do them anymore.
Well, obviously. We haven't seen them in years.
Yeah, but what the fuck? Dude, they got a fucking picture of fucking Vince McMahon holding up a fucking CM Punk ice cream bar.
Well, I guess they made them. They just never put them anywhere.
Yeah.
Although, I thought it was pretty funny. I was looking on eBay, and I saw this listing for, it was for a Trish Stratus action figure package. They wanted $10 for a fucking box.
What the fuck? Like just the box?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why the fuck do I want just a box for?
Yeah, why do I want to pay $10 for this empty box? Like somebody probably saw that it was gonna buy it too.
They probably still have it up on here.
But that has free shipping though.
Who gives a fuck if it has free shipping?
Because I was looking, I was like, what the fuck is this? There's nothing even in it.
Man, people are just desperate.
This is Trish Stratus action figure box. Okay. You go ahead and have fun trying to sell that box, man.
I mean, unless it's fucking autographed by Trish Stratus, ain't no one gonna buy that shit.
No, it's just an empty package.
Exactly.
Oh, man, people really think people are gonna buy that shit. Kind of like how people sell video game booklets.
Yeah, right. Hey, look, I found it.
You serious?
Yeah. $10.
See?
I mean, come on. Are you that stupid? But I want to see all the comments that people made on this shit. Man, he's got like 100% positive feedback, too. Nah, fuck you.
Positive feedback.
Man, what else does this motherfucker have? Probably has more boxes to sell.
Oh, man, I sure hope not. Yeah. I didn't even bother looking any further than that.
Oh, bud. R-Truth from TNA. Not, but it's not a box. What the fuck? They got a fucking Teddy Long action figure.
No. Do you want that player?
No. I'm sorry, but I don't like hearing. Let's give you a tag team match. While I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, you fucking buy that shit and be like, Havoc, you get a tag team match.
Fuck you, nigga, I'm sleeping.
It's gonna be you.
What the fuck?
You and your bed.
Dude.
Versus the
he
shit.
He does. He has an empty box of fucking Triple H, too. For fucking $6. What the fuck? Oh, great. He's also selling a box of a empty Dean Ambrose box for fucking $13.
I don't understand.
Hey, look, an empty fucking Seth Rollins one, too.
I really don't understand.
So this thing, but hey, look, he's selling another fucking Triple H one as well for $10. So he has two empty boxes he's selling.
Now, does it have any further information than the empty box? Does it maybe say there's an empty box plus the action figure?
No. Wait a minute. What the fuck? This makes absolutely no sense. Condition new, brand new, unused, unopened, undamaged item, including handmade items.
But you're missing the item.
Yeah, it's an empty box, motherfucker.
You clearly opened this.
Yeah, like how the fuck did you get fucking Seth Rollins out without opening it?
He probably just fell out of the box like he did on Raw last week.
See the seller's listing for full details. Okay.
Come show me the fucking listing for the fucking full details. Hi, here we have an Elite Seth Rollins box. Thank you for looking. Bitch, you only have a box. Why really? Am I going to buy a box?
Thank you for looking.
Not to mention, you're selling a fucking box for $13. Why are you selling a box for $13?
This will never make any sense.
Man, it's kind of fucking post on Facebook. Who would buy an empty Trish Stratus box for $10?
Go ahead and share the link while you're at it.
I'm gonna. This dude is an absolute idiot. What the fuck are you doing? It's just an empty box.
Strange things you find on the internet.
Yeah. There we go. WWE Elite Trish Stratus box. An empty Trish Stratus. And I mean just the box for $10.
Free shipping.
And they don't need to know about the free shipping. They just need to know $10 for a fucking empty box. Some people just need to be smacked like this person. I'm gonna sell you an empty box for $10.
I'm gonna go sell empty boxes too.
Yeah, man, you'll probably make a shitload of money on that.
I'm sure.
Dude, you're an idiot. Comic book heroes. Now, there better not be any empty boxes for these motherfuckers. Otherwise, you're definitely going to act. Hey, look, no empty boxes yet.
Well, damn. That's no fun.
Only Trish Stratus and Triple H and Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose are lucky enough to have just the boxes sold.
So where do the action figures go?
That's my question.
Man, I saw this big ass Sabu action figure at the store. They, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I want that.
No, so you just want the.
Yeah, I only want the box. Well, I mean, the thing itself is only $15.
Just the box? Damn.
No, motherfucker, for the whole thing. The product included.
Okay.
And this is in a store, and I could actually see it inside of the box.
Bud.
Oh, and there's other things on there, man. They got, like, wrestling people's heads that they sell.
Oh, look. Why don't want to buy their head?
Yeah, why you just want to buy their head? Well, now maybe that's where all the wrestlers that this dude has go. They're selling the heads too.
Yeah, right.
Selling the empty box and the heads.
Yes.
And I saw they got some like newer wrestling things or whatever, and those things are fucking kind of scary looking.
Yeah, they are.
Like the one at Del Rio.
Oh, he's just scary in general.
Like he got this big ass cheesy smile on his face and shit.
Yeah, he's a retard.
And I love how somebody got the magazine from a store, the WWE magazine, and they took the poster out of the inside of it and are selling it online for $20.
Damn.
I was like, motherfucker, I could have went to the store, stole this out of the magazine, and had it for free.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Like, what the fuck, man? You really think somebody won't pay $20 for this fucking shit that you paid, like, $6 for the magazine?
Yes.
Fucking jackass people, man, I tell you. Or the people that sell them old-ass posters that used to be in the magazines that I already have for, like, years now. Selling them for, like, $5, $10 and shit. Now the only thing to show is missing is some Yoshi.
Yeah, maybe this might be a Yoshi sooner or later.
Just throw a Yoshi in there and Mario jumps on his back and he just makes those weird noises. That's what's missing from this show that you're watching right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, bitch, drop that knife.
No.
But he said it more like fucking Hindu than he's in Japanese.
What the fuck they sound like, man? They're all squeaky and annoying over there. That's how they sound.
But yeah, but you added a fucking Hindu accent to that shit. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not Hindu, so I didn't add any kind of accent.
Man, you definitely added a Hindu one. Godzilla, Godzilla. Maybe I can find a cheap-ass fucking Godzilla comic book in that, and I'll send it to fucking Jessica Negri.
The fuck for?
Shit, why not?
Does she like Godzilla?
She's a nerd. Cassie Moyer.
Anything.
Why the fuck did you like my stamp status, bitch? It was a question. Not if you don't fucking like it.
Who liked it?
Some chick named Cassie Moyer.
Well, tag her in and ask her why she liked it. It was a question.
I mean, she was good, so. I don't
just
give a
call
fuck.
Out, just call out all the people that like shit.
Man, we do that all the time.
And they still like shit. They don't turn the fuck in.
You know, kind of like at one time I told you to tell that tiny person to call in and shit, but it turns out it was just Tiny Toons. So she already was here.
Yeah, right. I will add these Pokemon Plus toys to my fucking bookmarks, and I'll send them to her. Now that I have her address, I got to get her the shit that she wants on her fucking wish list. It's that time again. Let me try to go work in the snow.
It ain't 1 o'clock yet.
Yes, it is.
Don't lie to me.
12:59.
Yeah, so it's not 1 o'clock. You fibber.
About 47 minutes. Or seconds. Yeah.
47 minutes? Jeez, somebody can't tell time.
Man, I'm too damn tired to tell time.
Man, even if you were wide awake, you couldn't tell time.
I probably could.
I probably could. You're not even sure.
No, I'm definitely not sure.
Jeez, man.
There we go, man. I'm gonna spend $8 on 50 packs of Pokemon Black and White cards. Yes. But it now is officially 1 o'clock. I'm packing
up. Whatever, bitch boy. Go to sleep, bitch boy. Bye.